Well, today we are celebrating with those who are making the choice to publicly follow Jesus through the waters of baptism. You might be wondering, why baptism? Let me start with the most basic and foundational reason. If you remember anything, remember this. Baptism is a clear command of Jesus. Jesus said this in Matthew 28 in what we call the Great Commission. Contrary to what some people might think, it's not the great suggestion. No, it's the Great Commission written in the imperative. It is a command from Jesus. Here's what he said. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Here's my point. If Jesus says do something, you do it. You don't negotiate. You don't question it. You don't say, well, Jesus, I really don't feel like it. Maybe another time. No. If it's important enough for Jesus to command, then it's something that we should do, period. This is what it really means to be a Christ follower. Our lifelong pursuit should be one of obedience to Jesus Christ. And while we don't always obey, the overall direction of our lives should be one of obedience. This is where the rubber really hits the road. For Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. It's one thing to say, yeah, I love Jesus. It's another to obey him. And so to those of you being baptized today, I say to you, way to go. Way to step out and to be obedient to a command of Christ. And your obedience today is an example to all of us here. And may every one of us, through this step that you're going to take today, may we be challenged in our walk with Christ. May we each ask, well, what about me? Am I being obedient to Jesus? And where do I need to grow when it comes to obedience to Jesus Christ? So baptism, a clear command. It's also a public declaration, which is why whenever Jesus called someone to follow him, he always did it publicly. Never in the Gospels does Jesus say, quick, come here. Nobody's around. And so do you want to be one of my followers? No. All throughout the Gospels, Jesus called people to come and to follow him. It was always a public call. And no story better fleshes this out than the story of Matthew. Matthew was a hated tax collector. He was a ripoff artist who took advantage of people financially. And yet one day while he's at his tax collector's booth, Jesus, in front of everyone, issued a public call to Matthew by simply saying, come follow me. And let me just tell you, everybody would have been shocked. For here was a hated, despised tax collector being called by a well-respected rabbi. And what follows is that Matthew publicly gets up and follows Jesus, forever leaving in his rear view mirror the tax collecting booth. Public call, public response. In the same way, those being baptized today are going public for Jesus because the Bible leaves no room for someone to be an undercover follower of Jesus. A command, a public declaration. Third, and this is so important, baptism is something that follows faith in Christ. Here's why I tell you this. It's called religion. Religion is spelled D oh, do. Do this. Do that. It's all about a person doing all of these good works, and hopefully at the end of their life, they've done enough to make it. Christian life opposes that. The Christian faith is actually spelled D-O-N-E. Done. It's not about what you can do for God. It's all about what God has done for you through Christ, through his sinless life, through his perfect death, through his glorious resurrection. At the heart, it's called grace, which can be defined as God's riches at Christ's expense. Listen to the words of Ephesians 2. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. And so as good as this is, you need to know that baptism doesn't earn you points with God. It doesn't save you. Only Jesus can do that. And that's why the pattern in the book of Acts is hear the gospel, believe the gospel, and then get baptized. And so it follows faith in Christ. And lastly, this might sound kind of strange because amidst all of the celebration today, baptism is essentially a funeral. Yeah, a funeral. This is beautifully illustrated in Romans chapter 6. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized in his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And so notice all of the talk about death here, because at the very heart, baptism is a watery grave. Here's the imagery. Just as Christ died, was buried, and was raised to life, in baptism, we too unite with Jesus in death, in burial, in resurrection. For as a person is lowered and immersed in the water, the picture is death. Death to self, because Jesus died not just to save you, but to take you with him to the cross. Of course, this doesn't mean that we never struggle, that we never sin. We do. However, our relationship with sin should change, for sin is no longer our master. Christ is. And so down into death. But then as the person comes up out of the water, the picture is resurrection, of being forgiven and cleansed and raised to newness of life. Because as the scriptures teach, if anyone is in Christ, the old has gone, the new has come. And the call is not only death at baptism, but the call is a daily dying to self, where we live for Christ daily in the power of the Spirit, and we walk in newness of life. Friends, this is baptism. This is why we're here today. This is why we celebrate. So let's do it.